Let's go to John Smythe, our regular theatre critic. And it's school holidays, John.
It is school holidays,
yes. A grown man forced to sit through kids' shows at the theatre.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I've just been to one, actually, in Wellington with a whole bunch of grandchildren.
Oh, good
and,
for you.
You know, I love the show and I love watching them loving the show, so...
John Smythe is the managing editor of Theatre View, and if you're ever thinking about going to a play and you think, oh, how enough if it's any good or not, that's a good place to start. There are hundreds and hundreds of reviews there, not just by John, but by a range of contributors as well. So what did you go to see?
Well, there are two shows that Rollicking Entertainment is doing at Circa Theatre at the moment, one in the daytime. Usually they do it twice in the daytime, I think, for kids, and then one in the evening for teenagers and adults. So, yeah, they're very clever, these. This is Lizzie Tolmash and David Laderman.
I know that name, Lizzie Tolmash. Why do I know that name?
Christchurch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've independently done quite a lot of work, but they got together. I think as far as Theatre View's record is concerned, they got together in 2015 to do a show called Mr. and Mrs. Alexander, Sideshows and Psychics. And this is their shtick, really. It's sort of, they call themselves carnies, as in carnival sideshow style entertainers. And they bring all those sort of sideshow, contemporary circus skills, spooky things and clever things and juggling and magic tricks and all that sort of stuff to their shows.
Yeah, I think I saw them with my kids at maybe a Halloween show in Auckland and Q Theatre or something a couple of years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Very likely they get around, that's
do
for
they?
Sure. Yeah. Yes. I mean, they pitch their stuff for festivals and things, so they'll pop up at regional arts festivals. But they seem to have got themselves a nice little school holiday gig at Circa. And because it's just two of them and they've developed their show and they hire a director when they're ready, and then when they do the show they get a stage manager and a technician. It's a pretty tight ship, and then they do two shows for kids during the day and another show in the evening, and so that's three shows with the same overheads, and you know, they're buying themselves time to develop the next show.
Great.
It's a very good business model.
So tell us what you've been to see.
Yeah, right. Well, the kids' show is called The Messy Magic Adventure. It involves, actually, this is their third Messy Magic Adventure. Two clownish cleaners, Spray and Wipe. And Lizzie plays the no-nonsense Spray, and she's the bossy one, while David Laderman is the sort of amiably goofy Wipe. And he's always keen to please, but he's a bit of a bumbler. The magic promised in the title seems to happen by accident, as Spray and Wipe set about a task. In the first show, they were trying to clean up a magician's house, and in Kitchen Chaos last year, they were trying to get ready for a party. And this year, it's Bath Time Bubbles, where David's Wipe just wants to have fun with bubbles, but Lizzie's Spray becomes fixated on the idea that because they're in the Circa Theatre main stage, their show's got to be both flash and serious. Now, this is actually, just to explain that, they used to be in Circa too, but they've become so popular at Circa in the school holidays
Great.
That now they've moved into the bigger theatre. Yeah, so she's a bit overwhelmed by this, but her weak spot is that she just loves bubbles. So anytime bubbles happen, she goes to jelly, and her bossiness sort of
evaporates.
Oh, it
sounds really fun for the kids, yeah.
It's fantastic. You know, you would know that serious downward pressure is a very good way of creating comedy. When there's real jeopardy and there's something at stake, that's when comedy happens. And they really know that. And they've got all the skills both in the writing area and in the performing areas. They know how to work with an audience. And, yeah. The evening show, the Dunstan Street the Dunstan Creek haunting. That actually was developed in 2015 with the Court Theatre in Christchurch, and they played it in their Forge Theatre space back then, and they've had it on the road. That's a, that actually toured with the first Messy Magic Adventure, and Messy Magic Adventure and Seven Deadly Stunts, which is another of their shows, toured with Arts on Tour in New Zealand last year.
Oh, yeah.
The Dunstan Street Creek Haunting. Dunstan Creek Haunting is built for teenagers and older, and up front, we're all asked if we believe in ghosts and if we've ever had a paranormal experience. And only a few indicate that they do believe and that they have had an experience. The rest of us are sort of arms folded going, oh, yeah. But it turns out that this is a story that Lizzie and David discovered while they were on their honeymoon in the central Otago Goldfields area. Dunstan Creek, by the way, is now known as St. Bathans. And there is still a hotel there called the Vulcan Hotel, which is famous for its haunting. And this is the story that they tell as a sort of illustrated lecture to start with. So it's very low-key to start with, the same as Mr. and Mrs. Alexander and Seven Deadly Stunts. They're just sort of telling us about the genre. In this case, it involves a carousel slide projector, and gradually it segues into reenactment, and they take black shrouds off things and reveal the room one of the Vulcan Hotel and put on costumes. Lizzie role plays Rose McKendry, the astute businesswoman, from the north of England, who owns and manages the Vulcan Hotel and has resisted all approaches from men until one Ben Hunter, played by David, the Aussie Chancer from the Ballarat Goldfields, arrives, and he wins her over. And, you know, everything would be absolutely fantastic if only his booze-loosened tongue hadn't run away with him down at the pub. It's not a spoiler to say that she was murdered. That's a well-known fact, and it's a tourist magnet for visitors to St. Bathans who do book into room one at the Vulcan Hotel in the hope of experiencing a visitation. And there are many who say they have. Despite their attempts to show and tell this story objectively, spooky things start to happen, involving a music box, a pocket watch, some copper tableware, and it all builds to incorporate a séance, which is abetted by three carefully selected audience members. So that's about all I should say about it, except to say that the way it ends is quite unusual for a theatre piece.
Okay. And, you know, some people are pretty scared off by seances. You'd want to know there was going to be a seance before you bought a ticket and showed up.
Yes, I think they manage it in such a way that they don't have the alphabet and the numbers and the fingers. It's just they're holding hands and there's all this theatrical. Yeah, I think they've been careful not to actually. I don't know. I mean, we suspend our disbelief and things happen and you can either go, oh, yeah, I know how they did that, or, oh, gosh, which is, of course, the way it should be.
Good man. John Smythe from Theatre View. People can read your full reviews, of course, online. Nice to chat to you. Thank you.
Thank you.